Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Jenna.
Morena.
How's it going?
I'm great, thanks.
Now, off air, you were just chatting about making the pilgrimage to go and see Coldplay over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I did. I went with my 15-year-old sister, who was up from Dunedin. Quite extraordinary.
Did she love it? Was she like on the floor?
She's pretty chill and just like chill vibe all the time, but in her eyes were just like saucers, eh? She's just having the best time. I loved watching her watch the concert.
Yes.
Kind of like a creep. Like, yeah. You're just like staring at her.
That's so good. So good.
So cute.
She must have the time of her life.
She had a great time, but the night before, I took her to Flight 605, and we saw Dictaphone Blues and Cream Jeans. So,
nice dive bar experience.
Yeah, so we did both experiences.
Like 10 people and 50,000 people.
Oh, I think there was like 20 people.
20 and 605.
I think the best part for her, this was such a, you know, a South Island to Auckland experience, is that she like came in with her 660 hoodie, and my friend Ed from Dictaphone Blues was like, you know, the guy from 660 owns this bar.
Yes.
And he's here. And she was like, what? So embarrassed. She's like hiding
in
the corner.
Did she say hi to him?
No. And I was like, do I be a creep and like go and ask him to talk to her?
But I didn't. Chris is all good. He would have been like, yes.
And she's just like a little kid in a bar, but that's fine. She was with it. Yeah, she was
with a guardian.
With a guardian, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Now we are talking about potentially the biggest book of the year.
Yeah, well, I think also Coldplay kind of leads into this kind of like universe, stars, etc. This book is Orbital by Samantha Harvey, and this won the Booker Prize last week. And we did a little bit of a preview of it a few weeks ago. And it actually was one of the favourites alongside James by Percival Everett to win, and yeah, it did. And and now that I've read it and finished it, I can completely understand why. I feel like it fits within the moment. I feel like it sits within the moment, kind of like Prophet Song last year. You're like, oh, okay, I can see why the judges really connected with this. So Samantha Harvey, this is her sixth book. She's been longlisted before in 2009, and this is the second shortest book to win. It is 136 pages, and it is about six astronauts on a spaceship and set in one day, and they orbit the Earth 16 times. But I wouldn't say that it's like a sci-fi novel, or, you know, some people are like, oh, it's the spaceship one, I don't want to read that. But it's not about that. It is about that, but then it's also about everything. So the astronauts or cosmonauts, they're from America, Japan, Russia, Italy, and the UK. And they're kind of representing one person, but then they have individual lives as well. But you just are with them as they watch the Earth 16 times while they're asleep for some of it. There's a typhoon coming in the Earth. They watch all the different countries, and there'll be like sections on the lakes and sections on the mountains. And so it's quite dreamlike and philosophical. And you get a little bit of their inner lives. Like one of the characters, she just finds out while in space that her mother has died. And so feeling so far away and watching her, knowing that her mum is dead down there, and one of the astronauts is contemplating his divorce, but it's not so much of a character novel, I would say. And what it kind of what I would say is it describes is that we are everything, but we're also nothing. We're just like a little blip. And there's this beautiful line with humans, and how humans may think that they run the show. We think we're the wind, but really we're just the leaf. And I just thought that was beautiful, and that fragility of life, especially with these astronauts, there's just millimeters of metal between them and dying immediately. The expansiveness of the universe and the environment and what it's capable of. So it's very moving and easy to read, but not like, it's very deep, I would say, and I'd really recommend reading it.
Very deep. Like at 100 or so pages, is it almost in the short story realm?
I would say it's a novella.
Novella.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you left once you've finished the book going, I wish it would just was a bit longer?
No, I feel like it's the perfect size because it's just really nutting down, like, why, you know, why you're, maybe an aspect of why you're here and how you're just, we're just like this little tiny, tiny piece of the puzzle and perhaps kind of insignificant, but also significant as well. It's always contradicting itself and what your role is as a human on Earth. This book that I reviewed years ago on BFM, Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr, and there's this character on a spaceship who's going to another planet as a child, and she learns while she's on this trip that she's not going to make it to the other side. She's merely the carrier of something so something else can happen, and it reminded me of that. But there's a few spacey books around at the moment. And
do you know, I just that got like pulled out of the somewhere in the house, the Cloud Cuckoo Land, over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, someone found it and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just put that there and I'll read that.
Good summer read.
Okay,
really sweet. Good summer read. So it's got, yeah, it's got a space section, a contemporary day section, and a past section, and it's all about being a carrier of information for humanity to live on. Yeah. Yeah, big thoughts for a Monday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this once again, the book that won the Booker Prize,
Orbital by Samantha Harvey. It's $26. It is not on the shelf now because it sold out so fast, but they're doing a really fast reprint on it for the New Zealand market, and we should be getting it in December. So I recommend just like lining this up, requesting it for your Christmas present, putting your name down for it, and we'll just have a huge pile once it gets
this here. Is like the ultimate Christmas present, right?
Yeah, I reckon.
It's going to be it's a crowd pleaser.
I was sad that a $26 B format book won the Booker, but it's good for the consumer.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So just pre-order it.
Yeah, pre-order it, and yeah, it's more than you think it is. It was the one I was kind of putting off reading, and then I'm really glad that I did.
Nice. Excellent. Hey, Jenna from Time Out, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
That was Loose Reads.